and Roper.
Hello world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
All right, now the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, David Cassidy.
Can you believe that? I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling pretty happy after that.
Yeah, that song always...
a happy deal.
That makes me feel happy every time I hear that song. David, how many times have you sung that song?
Believe it or not many. I actually started adding it a few years ago.
Really?
A different arrangement, but, it's a signature. It's a hood ornament, almost, if you will.
Yeah.
And, that show's been a blessing and has touched millions and millions and millions of people's lives, both now grandparents, parents, and kids. And since the DVDs came out, it's a pretty remarkable thing, and I'm truly humbled by it. I mean it.
You know, we had Elton John on a couple of months ago, and he talked about your song. And he's done your song. I know it's the song he's done most in concert. And,
of course.
And
I've done I Think I Love You more than any song in history.
Right, exactly. And
in my history, I meant.
He talked about his absolute detesting of the song now. And he has to find a way to every time get out there and sell it like he loves it.
I don't.
You know, you're okay with it?
I love it. The difference would be because I've done so much work in the theater, both on Broadway, and writing and producing and starring, doing 10 shows a week in Vegas. I did over 2,000 shows there that I actually performed in. 10 shows a week, 50 weeks a year. And, it was a great opportunity for me to do a lot of work. But I specifically wrote new and worked with other writers to put new material, be it EFX at the MGM Grand or at the Copa. And I also... with my partner Don Rio, who's a wonderful writer, comedy writer, we wrote and produced "The Rat Pack Is Back."
Wow!
And did it at the old Desert Inn.
Oh, that's fun!
Same room where Frank and Dean and all the
who did you great, did you play someone in that? Were you one of them?
No, I actually was in the middle of going and putting up another show I was producing at the Rio, called "At the Copa," and I would go in on the evenings occasionally and sit in the audience and play Bobby Darin. And because the play took place on December 12th, 1961, which happened to be Frank's birthday.
Oh,
and that was the celebration and the reason that Dean shows up. Joey opens for Frank, and Dean shows up, and Sammy shows up. And it was great. I loved it. I mean, that music... You know, my favorite live album of all time is the album, I think it was 1965, Sinatra to Sands.
Yeah.
And the Basie Band, which is just off the hook. It's so amazing. And, Frank, to his credit, always gave everyone. There was a young conductor, arranger, for the Basie Band by the name of Quincy Jones. And it's just a magnificent piece of work. Anyway.
And he's out of the business, right, Quincy Jones?
Yeah, what did Quincy Jones ever do? Oh, yeah, he's got a daughter who's in entertainment now.
Hey, David, when...
I have my son also. In fact, I was in Chicago about 10 days ago. I've been on the road, and I'm in Omaha tonight about to do with all new symphony charts. I haven't done a symphony. I've done one symphony concert in my life. And last night I flew in. I did the Today Show yesterday morning because there's a new book out called I Think I Love You. And Alison Pearson is a brilliant author, wrote it. And I just surprised her. I showed up. And I then flew to Omaha, Nebraska, which most people probably don't know, but it's one of the three or four best, most respected and incredible symphony orchestras in the world. And I have to tell you, I've been so psyched and pumped. I heard these great charts of hits I had from the time, like, I'm not doing Come On Get Happy, but I certainly will always do, like, I Think I Love You and I Woke Up in Love This Morning, I'll Meet You Halfway, and all those.
And this David, this book, I Think I Love You by Alison Pearson, it's a novel, right? And the protagonist is a big fan of yours.
I'm really like the cog in it. It's how she weaves the stories. My first love for authors, fiction, was when I was, I think, a freshman in high school. William Goldman has a knack of weaving story with characters who are totally unrelated, mm-hmm. but it relates to a cog, which, like in Marathon Man, it would be the his brother in the first scene. Zell's brother gets into an auto accident, dies, and Zell has to come out of hiding, and he goes to New York in the Diamond District, which is all Jews who have been, obviously a lot of them had escaped from either Germany or Poland or France or wherever. And there's a great scene where one of them recognizes who's in her 70s, let's say.
Yeah. Zell!
Street. Yeah. And I can still remember, it gives me chills. Zell! Because he was such a villain. And anyway, I'm going on and on, but I loved William Goldman and Pearson in the new book.
For people who don't know, William Goldman is a great screenwriter. Did everything from All the President's Men to Marathon Man and The Princess Bride. He's a brilliant writer.
Butch Cassidy wasn't bad either.
Yeah, and Butch was your great-great-grandfather, right, I believe, Butch Cassidy.
Hello!
No, Jack was my father, and my great-great-grandfather... Great grandfather was an engineer on the railroad and the Long Island Railroad.
Wow!
My other grandfather read meters for the public service, and I'm very proud of that.
And here you are. And by the way, let's get the God forbid we miss the plug here, because this is important stuff.
Nice to me, because I'm coming back to Chicago for the first time in a while at the legendary Drury Lane Theater on Valentine's Day. So, guys, if you're listening, or girls, if you're listening, you can guilt your husband or boyfriend into taking you for Valentine's Day. Or, guys, if you want to score some points for perhaps later in the evening, come and see. They just released 100 tickets that were on hold that were great tickets. And I'm here to shamelessly plug it.
Yeah, and that's at the Oak Brook.
Also, to talk to you guys. I mean, Richard, I've been a fan of yours since you were with... the late, great Mr. Ebert, so I'm
Who's still with
flattered.
Us. Yeah, Mr. Ebert is still with us. Yeah, still with us.
But thank you.
I haven't heard a word from him, and is he there?
I'm here. I'm the guy that asked you the 4 of the 7 questions.
Oh, no.
Forgive me, I haven't actually, I can't hear anymore. Way too much rock and roll, obviously.
By the way, this concert is at the Drury Lane Oak Brook on Monday night, and tickets. Again, we want to make that because there's a couple of they've just opened a new one. DrurylaneOakbrook.com for detail for tickets. $75 a ticket or $100 because there's dinner also. There's a potential for dinner and performance. You could do
have the
grouper.
Try the grouper.
That I didn't know.
Yes.
I'm in Omaha doing, as I mentioned, 3 shows Friday tonight. Which is the first time I'm going to get to perform all these new charts with a magnificent orchestra. And tomorrow night, and then Sunday afternoon, and then I'm flying in to Chicago. My son, who just turned 20 2 days ago, was in the recording studio with his band, who are truly, they go to Berklee School of Music and the Boston Conservatory of Music, and they're like prodigies. And,
wow. Do you want him to follow in your footsteps? Do you want him to be in the entertainment industry?
I want him to be happy and follow his dream. And he won a number of, these competitions they have in high school. He was nationally ranked in thespians. He got into Boston University, Michigan, NYU, but he chose Boston because his best friends, who also were musicians, we're all in Boston going either to BU or to Berklee, as I mentioned, or Boston Conservatory. So they're very gifted, and
that's awesome.
Proud of him. And my daughter, as you mentioned, who's doing extremely well.
Yeah. Well, David, thanks very much for being with us. Oakbrook Terrace on Monday night. People who want to go see David Cassidy. And
live and in person, ladies.
Live and in person, and it's Valentine's Day. And I think David is guaranteeing you're going to get lucky that night. I think that's what I just heard David do.
Well, if you want to do the right thing, you know, flowers are okay. Candy's probably a mistake because most everybody I know, myself included, are always looking to not gain any more weight. But I want to thank you guys for having me on, and I hope you can make it, which usually you don't, but
you know them so well.
That is true. That's true. Well, we're having, I've got, I'm of course taking my Valentine to Paris for the night, you know, jet back and forth. That's what I do. That's how I handle it.
Paris, Kentucky.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right. Paris is a lovely town right outside Lexington. All right.
Well, Richard, have a great Valentine's. I hope you guys come and see me at the Drury Lane in Oakwood, but if not, I hope you get lucky as well.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Oh,
bless
sweet.
You guys. David Cassidy right there. Man's a legend.
You know, David Cassidy and Aaron Katursky, the only two people in the world who think we sound alike on the radio.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. I have lost his hearing. Aaron's in the middle of a riot.
He has a reason.
I got to tell you, I knew, and I told you this going into this interview, I go, it's not easy, but if we can get him to do the marathon man shtick that he does. Because when you think David Cassidy, you immediately think Laurence Olivier movies from the 70s for 10 points. And we got that. So
he's an interesting guy. That is a it's a long and storied career right there.
Laurence Olivier?
No, David Cassidy.
Oh, okay.
David Cassidy.
The late, great Laurence Olivier.
You can enjoy the lobster bisque first course. It's so funny. When they sent us a press release about this, they sent also the menu for Monday night,
nice.
Too.
Love that.
You don't get that, for example, if Prince is in concert.
Right.
You
know,
you have to fend for yourself food-wise. Something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head.
Wow.
I remember that stuff.
He's a huge fan of yours. You should have.
I think I could tell. He enjoyed my work with
with the late, great Roger Ebert. Who's, by the way, very much alive.
Yeah, and he got them mixed up.
And Roger, by the way, agrees with me, or I agree with Roger, I should say, in his review of Just Go With It.
I noticed that, yes.
One star from Roger.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Says
he, and he's a nicer man than I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite frankly, as I was reminded for a decade.
All right. Let's
but I'm nicer than Roe, so it's actually working out pretty well partner-wise. I'm right in the middle there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Okay.
Although I just did give David Cassidy a complete pass. And a kid.
You did.
Yes.
Yes.
Try the romaine lettuce, though. It is the finest. There's going to be a romaine
Caesar. Nothing else go for that?
Well, here's
what kind of dressing.
They have the Canarbo wagon.
Here's what they're having. You can go. Here's what you can do. You can have the.
What do we get? What?
What do we want?
What just happened?
Here's what can happen at the David Cassidy concert on Monday night when you go at the Drury Lane. For like $100, you get the dinner too.
Right,
you can get lobster bisque, hearts of romaine,
nice
Caesar salad, or grilled asparagus and tomato salad.
Well, very good.
Then for the entree, you get beef. Filet of grouper or the Amish stuffed chicken.
Beef.
They're not calling these like the come on, get happy grouper. And I think I love you chocolate strawberries.
And then chocolate covered strawberries for the dessert. And then your wife will have sex with you after she's seen David Cassidy.
Wow.
That would worry me a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy. Cassidy mask
of some kind.
Well, you could get that that haircut. Yeah, right. That girl haircut.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going for the romaine lettuce.
By the way, I believe that David Cassidy kind of invented the mullet, which, by the way, you perfected in that before you get all high and mighty on David. Poor David Cassidy.
I didn't get the memo when they were out. They're actually never in. So.
You and Richard Marx.
Right. It was sort of Richard Marx had a mane.
Yeah.
He didn't just have a mullet, he had a mane.
I was going for the Dr. Noah Drake General Hospital look. Failed miserably, but that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Our buddy Rick Springfield. Is he going to be on the line in a couple of
minutes? No. I think we've had, he's had our legend for the day.
Richard
right
Sherman coming at me.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure where we're going with that part of the conversation, but it was, you know what, it is what it is. All right, coming up, Canarbo Wagon.
Oh.
Very special top 5 at 5. And Steve Ranazzisi will be with us from the league. I don't know if you've seen this show on FX. Very, very funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also going to be at Zany's this weekend. So stay right here.
Awesome.
You're listening to Roe and Roper, 890 AM, WLS.